Space, the final frontier.
Before there was Star Trek, there was Sputnik, which sparked a young Edward Guinan's interest in rockets. The man who became Dr. Edward Guinan recalls, it spurred his interest in NASA, which in the early 1960s was recruiting astronauts. Guinan says he got his hands on an application.
But one of the things further down the list is that, were you a fighter pilot? I figured, that isn't me.
While studying for his doctorate in physics in New Zealand and doing celestial observations in the mid-1960s, Guinan says he found Star Trek, the original series, on television.
I trekked down a mile from a mountain, watched Star Trek, had a few beers, and then went back up to observe again. It was inspiring.
But after the moon landing and the end of the Apollo program, Guinan, who teaches astronomy and astrophysics at Villanova, says he decided it was better to explore the heavens from the confines of Earth.
I never imagined myself ever getting interested in or doing things with NASA. But they started to build astronomical satellites, and the one that I cut my teeth on, along with many other astronomers, was called the International Ultraviolet Explorer. Launched in 79.
The space telescope Hubble followed, and now Guinan uses NASA grants for research with his students, searching for distant stars in our solar system that might have planets in their orbit. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.